this interview. This is for the blog that I mentioned to you, called Estudio de la Economía. This is a blog where many economic sociologists of Latin America participate in.
Okay.
And during last week, we have been posting questions, and I selected some of these questions so that we can
discuss them. I see, so these questions are from various participants?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I ordered the questions chronologically, starting from your article on the strength of weak ties, then your article on embeddedness, and then there are like some final questions. One of them is more general, and the other one is more related to your latest work.
Okay.
So the first one about the strength of weak ties argument. In your piece in 1973, you mentioned the following definition of a strength of a tie. The strength of a tie is a probably linear combination of the amount of time, the emotional intensity, the intimacy, and the reciprocal services which characterize the tie. We wanted to ask you, is this definition deliberately ambiguous so that many different measurements could emerge from this definition, and therefore your theory could be tested, validated, or perhaps challenged in many different ways? And if you knew about some interesting empirical studies about that had tested this theory of yours?
I'm not sure it's ambiguous, let alone deliberately ambiguous. It's when I wrote the article, I didn't want to restrict the argument more than I had to. So, for example, I didn't create a mathematical model in this article, because even though the subject sort of lends itself to modeling, but I thought that it was more important to get the general ideas out and get people interested in this, and then if they wanted to construct models, then they would be free to do it. As far as the definition, it's got four components, and they were the four things I could think of that people think of when they talk about whether a tie is weak or strong. The thing is, I felt that for the purposes of this article, to make the general argument about why weak ties are really strong in some ways, that all I needed to work with really was people's intuitive feeling about what it means for a tie to be weak or strong. And everyone sort of knows what that means. If you ask people whether a tie they have with someone is weak or strong, they never say, what do you mean weak or strong? They have a concept and they answer the question. So I thought it was useful to try to sort out the different aspects that go into strength of ties, but I didn't want to spend a lot of time talking about how these aspects relate to one another, which is more important than the other, because that was sort of beside the point for this article. For this article, all I wanted to do was to make an argument about why weak ties may serve this function of pulling whole structures together and getting people information that they normally couldn't get. And so for that, I didn't really need to define the concept precisely. And so in that sense, you could say that I deliberately didn't spend a lot of time or try to make the definition completely precise, because that would limit the scope of what I was talking about, and I wanted to just make this general argument, so I thought that would really be more harmful. It would narrow down the scope of the article. So I thought this was enough, and maybe it was even too much, because I say a probably linear combination. I don't know if it's linear. It was just something I said, and it's a long time ago, you know, when I was a graduate student, so it's hard to remember exactly why I said that particular phrase. As it turns out, there has not been much work done on the measurement of tie strength, but there is a 1984 article by Peter Marsden and Karen Campbell where they test various ways of thinking about weak ties and how to operationalize the concept, and they came to the conclusion that the affective part of it, the emotional intensity part of it, was actually the part that captured most of the variance in the effects of weak ties. So based on some survey data that they had and some analysis that they did. I think in practice, if you were to read all the papers that cite this paper, and that's unfortunately a lot of papers, it's over 15,000 or something now. People use it in many, many different ways. So, and some of them, I think many of them have data so that they have made some operational definition of what they mean by strength of ties. And I have to confess, not read all 15,000 papers that cited it, because, you know, I'd have to devote a couple of years to that. So I don't know whether there's any consistency among all the definitions that have come out, but what I do know is that there's no definition of tie strength that has become standard. And I think the reason is that people feel like it's the general argument that is really most significant rather than the precise details. And in practice, if people are analyzing data that concern tie strength, they haven't collected that data themselves. They're usually stuck with data that someone else collected. So whatever the questions were in that study are what they have to use. So they don't have the luxury of determining the definition themselves.
Do this definition, though, embrace different levels of analysis from individuals to perhaps social groups or organizations, industries?
I think they're all at the dyadic level. Let's see if I can remember the four. So it was emotional intensity, mm-hmm. It was mutual confiding, it was reciprocal services, and...
intimacy.
Is it different from emotional intensity? How did I say
the
it?
The emotional intensity, the intimacy, mutual confiding.
Okay. And reciprocal mm-hmm. services.
Yes.
They're all at the dyadic level.
Mm-hmm.
So I really was not trying to think in this paper about how the weakness or strength of ties was produced by larger institutional or other kinds of settings.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did, it certainly was a goal of the paper, as I say in the first couple of sentences, to link these dyadic aspects of social life to larger scale findings about the diffusion of information or the possibility of political mobilization and so on. So I did think that was important. But I think that the concept itself, the strength of a tie, really, I think, properly exists at the level of a pair of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that to try to talk about something larger than that in the definition of the concept, I think it would have muddied the waters a lot. So I think I tried to write the article in such a way that people could understand it, they would see how it related to what their intuitive conception was of tie strength, and so that they would easily be able to think about what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The other question...